I am a master of bodily function.
Not while I'm eating. I almost lapped up a biscuit.
Greetings, Afropopsy. And buckle up for the sex. It's the Afropo of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts,
Salsa,
James,
and Jenna.
Damn it, man. Yeah, okay.
And I am a master of what I do.
Timing!
Yeah.
So,
although every time, like, I get to that moment and I always go, what do we say now? Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't have known, but now you told me. So
yep.
Every time now I'm going to be like, but did you know?
Well, I 10 years we said it a different way.
Oh, yeah.
And so it still isn't, it isn't instant.
No.
You know, I still have to stop and go, how does this go?
We'll get you cue cards.
Yeah.
I like,
you know,
cards with pictures of Q on it.
No, it's QAnon flashcards.
Oh God, no! Yeah. Why isn't there a barfing noise on this thing?
Yeah, it kind of is, but sure, we'll go with that.
Close enough.
Yeah.
All right.
Sounds like we could use a drink.
Ooh.
Oh well, buddy, thankfully we have one.
Wait, what do we have, James?
So as promised, we're taking a very brief tour of different soju beverages, which is a Korean traditional alcohol. Tonight, we have Hanjan Peach. Sensible choice, Hanjan. Charcoal filtered for the refreshing and clean tastes. Apple wine with natural flavor, product of South Korea.
All right.
14% alcohol.
Well, I'm going to have a little bit, but I'm driving. Yeah. So I better chug this at the beginning of the podcast so I can get sober by the end of it.
Somebody needs to write a story about Hanjan Silver, the Korean pirate.
Ooh.
I'm about
maybe.
It. Well, yeah. Right. Some lawn chairs.
Some lawn chairs.
Kanpai.
Tastes
like peaches.
Mm-hmm.
Sure does.
Oh, that's lovely.
That's really clean. It tastes almost like nectarine peach. Mm. Like it's got the slightly sharp.
I can taste the fuzzy skin on it.
Yeah. It tastes like actual peach.
Yeah. Like I can taste the fuzzy skin on this peach.
Yeah.
I don't have the texture, thankfully. I really don't like the texture of peach skin much.
Ah.
I'll do it for the peach.
Yeah, I don't taste the booze at all.
No.
This is a really dangerous bottle.
Mm-hmm. Soju kind of does that.
Is this the same 14%?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
See,
Have some alcoholic candy, Salsa.
See, this tastes less peach fuzzy to me.
Oh.
But then again, I didn't realize until I was older and discovered I was allergic to fruit that when I was eating peach fuzz, the fuzz was coming from my throat closing up.
Oh.
Because I thought everybody got a scratchy throat after they eat peaches because of the peach fuzz.
Right.
Apparently, not so much.
Huh.
No.
So this is causing less of that in me. Which
fair
is
enough.
Pleasant.
Good?
Yeah, that sounds...
Oh, good.
Which is a good thing.
Oh, good.
Sounds like a...
Can we say none of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Okay, good.
Like, oh, this is what this is supposed to be like.
Yeah, I know.
I still remember you telling us about visiting the orchard and, like, picking up the apple and looking at it and your wife walking over and going, Salsa, no! No. Imagine her just, like, batting it gently out of your hand. Stop it.
I forgot. It looks really good.
I mean, legit.
I have legitimately forgotten about allergies before. Usually kiwi.
Because
it's one of those ones that I didn't eat a lot of before.
Yeah.
And so I didn't have to train myself out of not eating kiwi.
It doesn't come up that much.
So every time there's kiwi, I'm like, oh, sweet. I fucking love kiwi. Aww.
Isn't kiwi one of the fruits that digests you back anyway?
Mm-hmm.
It is quite acidic.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
The fruit that bites back, kiwi. Yeah, so no, kiwi is my fruit that I forget.
Mm-hmm.
I forget. And I'm like, oh, wait, no, shit. Usually I don't eat it before I remember.
Well, that's good.
Good.
I sometimes find myself, like, I want to say, like, two-thirds of the way through a burrito, and I'll go, oh, no. It's got guac on it.
Oh, son bitch.
Well, in for a penny.
Yeah. Wow. It's too late now.
Yeah. Yeah.
If they're going to take me to the hospital, they're doing it on a full stomach.
Yeah.
What you been up to?
Harmonizing with the universe.
We have a soundtrack.
What
I think she was trying to attune crystals, apparently.
Bede-um-be-you. Um-bede-um-be-you.
Nice.
Bede-um-be-de. Bede-um-be-de.
Wah, 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 wah.
Nice. I went to Disney.
I can sing real pretty. You went to Disney. You yeah, should tell us about Disney.
I went to Disney. Went to Disney with my family and my like primary.
Disney, Oklahoma?
Yeah. Close to there.
Okay.
The Floridian Disney part of Disney, okay. Oklahoma.
All right.
Yeah, I went to Disney World, visited a park that I had never been to before. It's been like 20 fucking years since I was there. Animal Kingdom was completely new to me. Right. And it's comprised of a series of different, like, little continents attached to a central island. And one of them is Pandora from Avatar.
Mm.
But then they also have the Asian continent, as if that's like Trust a me. Thing. Yeah, the Asian continent. But then they also have Africa and I'm trying to think what the other one was.
There's Africa, Antarctica, Australia, Asia too. The oceans run between them with the waters deep and blue. There's also two Americas, north and south, you see. And now we're coming to the end. Europe starts with E.
Huh.
Neat.
Yeah, but they just have, like, the four areas. I don't remember what the fourth one is.
Well, I don't know. I have no idea, and you started with continents, I was just trying to be helpful.
Yeah, no, that's...
I'd never heard that rhyme, so...
Yeah, I had never heard that either.
To learn the seven continents, think of the letter A. And when you're down to only one, an E will save the day.
Huh.
Wow. You're all smart and stuff.
I learned that in like fourth grade or something like that.
No, I did not.
How is your fourth grade education better than mine? I'm confused.
Or maybe it was like fifth grade. I don't know.
My fifth grade education
How's your fifth
was
grade education better than mine.
It was great, but did not include that.
Had that one pounded into my head.
No, I just played a lot of Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego?
Yes.
Also that.
Oh, buddy, yeah.
So, the different continents were gorgeous.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you expect them to be ugly?
I expected them to be just kind of like, these are the animals that live there.
Sure.
And the animals in this continent... way better than the continent.
No. So the ones at that continent are so
just
fugly.
Scraggly and make I did not weird noises.
I did not expect them to reproduce the look and feel of an entire continent down to the milk crates that are there.
Did you expect a public zoo?
Kind of. A little bit. Like, okay.
He didn't expect the animals to reproduce.
I didn't expect the Spanish Inquisition.
That was the one. Yeah, yeah I didn't expect the Spanish Inquisition. Uh-huh.
There was the Spanish is the fourth one.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
That's a...
Capital T, capital S. The Spanish. It's a continent.
The Spanish are incontinent?
Why do you think the animals are so scraggly?
Oh, God.
Yeah. You would walk into the which they lumped all of Asia together, but they actually created unique districts within that island.
Okay. So you got your Himalayan, you got
Thai. There was Tibetan. There was the Chinese area. There was, you know, like things were sort of districted out.
So they didn't just say Asian and like left it.
Right.
That's handy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was a little better than that, but only a little. But it was also, like, I expected a fancy zoo, but it was way more than that.
Right.
Hold on. You're trying to tell me that Disney theme parks went above and beyond?
They went above and beyond my expectations for above and beyond.
What a surprise. It's almost like that's their
thing?
Stated goal.
Right. So, things like in the area that was dedicated to the African continent, there was a group, like a team of people who were hand carving small wooden figures and canes and things like that for sale.
Okay.
That were traditional artworks. Which is fucking awesome. That kind of stuff.
All right.
But then they also had, you know, safari hats with Mickey ears sticking out of them. So, you know, that's what you get.
Yes.
So the Animal Kingdom was fucking... I'm emotional, like weirdly emotional. Like I felt overwhelmed by it.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Disney theme parks.
Yeah.
Overwhelm you emotionally.
Yeah.
What a surprise.
I know. I too was shocked.
You're going to be a dick to him this whole time, aren't you?
This whole time.
I was also, since we've met.
We're never going to get
in the off
Disney.
Hours. Yeah. It's just, when I'm not here, he's being a dick to me. He's just waiting for me to show up to appreciate it. So there's that. He was a dick to me before we met. He just didn't know who he was being a dick to.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So there's that. Yeah.
Sometimes I get pent up. I need some release.
Huh.
All right.
In particular, there was...
I would take that in a different direction.
There was a ride there that was absolutely astounding.
Mm.
The Himalayan Explorer. Or I guess the Everest Explorer? Something like that. Yeah, you fly up a mountain on the roller coaster, and then you discover that a Yeti has torn up the tracks.
Nope.
And then you slide backward through almost the complete thing, and then it reroutes you through a different place.
Nope.
And it was really smooth and fun and fucking awesome.
Nope.
Yeah, well, not for everybody, but definitely
you had a
good
for me. Time.
Yeah. Part of it was in complete darkness as well, which is an awesome experience in a roller coaster.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Yeah. Day two was Hollywood Studios. I had never...
Wait, I have a very important question.
Yes.
About Animal Kingdom.
About Animal Kingdom.
Did they have red pandas?
I did not see red pandas, the animals.
This is bullshit!
But they did have red panda shirts, which means they probably had red pandas, and I just didn't see them.
You failed.
Not for lack of trying, though.
You fucking failed.
No, I know. But I thought of you when I saw the red panda shirts.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. I will accept that. Slight consolation.
Awesome. So, Hollywood Studios was fucking great. We went to Galaxy's Edge, which, again, emotions. Just all of the emotions.
Like anger and frustration and hate?
Sometimes. Oh. Definitely those when I was looking at the lines. for some weird reason, I guess the Star Wars places in Hollywood Studios, popular. It's weird, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
The lines were more than an hour for everything.
Also, jealousy and horniness.
There, I did go into the lightsaber shop, so yes.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, I...
What about ennui?
A little bit.
Oh.
You know, you're standing in the bathroom, and you look down, and it turns out you're ennui. So...
Gross.
Yeah.
I was going to ask a follow-up, but I've decided against. I don't want more.
So, the Toy Story area was absolutely mind-blowing because everything is gigantic toys to make you feel like you are in the world of toys. Like, the whole park is constructed out of Tinker Toys and Kinex and...
Nice. But, like,
Erector
giant
sets
ones.
And stuff. Yeah, huge. Absolutely huge. It's fucking great, yeah. Had a blast there. Had a blast in the Star Wars area, even though we went on one ride that whole day.
Okay.
Star Tours. It was fun. It was the only ride where it wasn't an hour-long wait. And then it fucking poured pissed rain on Friday.
Aww.
So we went to the Magic Kingdom because the lines would be short, and they were, and we had an amazing time.
Nice.
Yeah. Revisited all of my childhood favorites, the Haunted Mansion, Pirates of the Caribbean, Space Mountain, that kind of stuff. And then also, and the Jungle Cruise, which had switched over into holiday themed jokes.
Oh,
and,
good.
That tour guide, Patrick, had me just like having a fit of laughter.
I would have just cried.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
100% animal puns.
All right.
Some of them incredibly clever. Yeah.
I have to be the judge of that. Because, you know, it's not that I hate all puns. I just hate bad puns. And that's 98% of puns. So, if some of them were clever.
Some of them definitely were.
Clever is not the entirety of what makes a good pun.
Right.
But it is an important piece of that.
Yes.
Okay.
Very well constructed, and the tour was fun and interesting and, just kind of exactly what,
trying to
what
tell
we
me
wanted.
That a Disney tour was, let me check my notes, interesting.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay.
Good.
Right. Just making sure.
Thank you for the clarifying question.
Okay.
And then it stopped raining just about the time that we were getting ready to leave. And everyone was like, oh, maybe we want to stay. Maybe they might do fireworks because it's clear now. And I had one of those moments of prescience where I was like, we've had a really good time. This feels like a good time to leave because everybody's in a good mood.
Yeah.
And I can almost guarantee that if we stick around to catch the fireworks, that it's not going to happen because it's going to start pissing rain again. Maybe we should just take this opportunity to leave on a good high note.
Wait, you were getting high?
Yes.
Whoa.
On Jesus.
Oh, my God.
That guy is always carrying. So, yeah.
It's for his arthritis.
You're telling me there's a long-haired, barefoot guy wearing a bed sheet and healing people for free.
Hanging out with a bunch of other unemployed people.
And musicians. And we repeat ourselves.
Right.
And he's not carrying? I don't fucking think so. Yeah. All right. So there's that. We left at that moment, and then almost immediately after, just skies opened again.
All right.
Yeah.
Well done.
The night before, I got to swim in a saline pool for the first time ever.
What is a saline pool?
You can have pools.
It's a pool you go sailing in.
Ah, yes, that. But also this.
No.
You can have antimicrobial chlorine levels, or you can have antimicrobial saline levels.
Okay.
So it's a pool that's entirely maintained with salt levels instead of chlorine levels.
Okay.
Yeah. Which I guess is also still sodium chloride, but also. It was amazing. It was so easy to swim and float in it.
I believe that.
And also, when you dove underwater, it didn't hurt your eyes and nose.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. But it was amazing.
It's like going to the ocean.
Pretty much. Yeah. It was less salty than the ocean. Mm. But it was just kind of perfect. Also, in Florida, they apparently want their pools warmer than we keep them. So it was like just below body temperature.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah.
Glorious.
It was like 80 degrees in that pool.
It's because the ambient temperature is higher than we keep it.
That's probably also true.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then the hot tub was also super good. But a saline pool was super amazing. Yeah. Bryn and I floated on our backs and held hands and just looked at the clouds.
You were little otters.
Yeah, we were significant otters. So it was, okay, that was amazing. Yeah. And because it was Thursday night and it hadn't been pouring all day, we got to listen to the fireworks in the distance. It was nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. We had a good time.
Jenna?
Lovely. yep. Yeah, I'll bring it down for a second. I don't want to dwell on it, but, okay. Because word's gotten out a little bit. My mom died. But yeah. I also haven't seen her for like 7 years because there were difficulties there. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people have been giving me sympathies, and it's both appreciated and frustrating at the same time. Yeah. Cause like I love the good intention behind it, but also like as sad as it kind of is, just like situationally, it's not really affecting me that much because I got my closure on my mom 7 years ago. So, like, well, or five or whatever, however long therapy
took. It's basically a stranger at this point.
The easiest way to describe the feeling is the death of an old classmate.
Mm.
Right?
Sure.
Maybe somebody that you enjoyed or didn't or whatever, but like, you just haven't seen them in so long.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that's just kind of the feeling that goes with it. But then there are other feelings about not feeling the way people expect me to feel or the way, like, society has trained us to feel or all of these other things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So most of my feelings surrounding my mom's death are, in regards to how society thinks I should be feeling and I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very frustrating.
Hmm.
So a lot of this week has actually just been, helping clean out my mom's, house. And she had a lot of things, including yarn. You guys, I do not know how to describe the amount of yarn that came out of my mom's house. It was a lot of yarn. So I have a Honda Pilot.
Right? Yeah.
And so we, like, filled it up with some boxes and bags full of yarn and yarn crafts and yarn things and yarn, mm-hmm. yarn. And it was full. It was fucking full. And then we came back, and they had found more yarn.
It was a pilot load.
It was like, every time we turned around, there was another skein of yarn somewhere. So that was impressive. So there was a lot of yarn. Now I have a lot of yarn. I'm just like, what am I going to do with all this yarn? I don't even knit or crochet. I'm just like, oh God. Yes, salsa.
Yes, salsa?
Yes.
Should we do a giveaway?
Maybe. I'm debating various things.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, like, this is basically my inheritance because I'm getting nothing.
Sure.
Out of my mom's death. And that's not a spite thing. She just, between medical bills and other things and like insurance and legal stuff, I'm just probably not going to get anything from my mom's death except for a bunch of yarn.
Mm-hmm.
So much yarn. I can't even like, oh, you guys, there's a lot of yarn. And like, we know crafters that have a lot of yarn.
Mm-hmm.
And those people, if you took like three or four of our crafting friends, That craft in yarn, in the yarn arts.
Yeah.
And put them all together. Put their yarn stashes all together. it still would not be the amount of yarn that came out of my mom's house.
Jesus.
It's a lot of fucking yarn. So yeah. Now I have yarn. There are other things, like, I helped run out a bunch of donations for, like, Goodwill, clothes, things like that, stuff that other people can use, but yeah, a lot of it has been just dealing with, the vast amount of stuff in my mom's house, legal things, and trying to discuss who's, because it's basically myself and my aunt that's working through all of this.
Yeah.
And my aunt has power of attorney, which is great, cause I don't want it.
Fair.
And, so we're trying to figure out what goes where and all of this other stuff. But, but yeah, that's really been my week overall. Mm-hmm. Like, there were other things I was supposed to be doing with my week, but didn't because this came up.
Sure.
So, yeah, that's pretty much it. I really don't need sympathy. I don't know how to describe how much I don't need another person private messaging me. Again, I appreciate the intention, and the caring that's behind it, but it's just more stuff to deal with.
Yeah.
As opposed to the other way around. So, so yeah. That's basically what's been going on in my life, and I think I've talked about that as much as I care to.
Fair enough.
So. That's fair. Yep. How about you, Salsa?
My daughter started hockey this weekend.
Nice.
Yay!
Yeah, that's pretty exciting. She has been, like, clinics have been going on for the past, like, 3 weeks already.
Okay.
Just to get the kids back and like, shake the rust off and stuff. But my daughter has been stuck in quarantines.
Oh,
left and right.
No.
So she hasn't been able to make any of the clinics.
Oh, no.
Oh, sweetie pie.
So this weekend was evaluations. And, like, we got there and strapped her skates on and got her on the ice, like, just as they blew the whistle to, like, get people in groups and started doing drills and, like, timing them on things.
Oh,
shit.
Just like, oh my god.
Oh,
so see. She had zero, she just like completely cold. She's just like, well, I haven't skated in 8 months. Let's see how fast I can do it while I'm trying to go through an obstacle course with a puck.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Oh, babe.
Which, I mean, so the thing is the evaluation at this level, it's not like she's trying to compete for a spot on the varsity team or anything like that.
Yeah. It's not.
All they're trying to do is match the people with the same skill levels together so that they you know, so that nobody is, you know, pulling the rest of down or, you know, getting way too far ahead and being pulled down themselves.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and I had already message the director of the program to be like, so this is the situation. And they're like, we do, you know, we true things up as the season goes if somebody is doing better or worse or something like that. So, you know, it's possible you can change. So this isn't like the end of the world. This isn't like this, this is your fate for the next, you know, rest of your life here. But it was just kind of like, it was still just like, oh man, she just had no prep time whatsoever.
Right.
It was just like, out you go, and we're timing you.
And then she won.
So that was Saturday. But yeah, then maybe. Sunday, we got out there, and on Sunday they did scrimmages.
Ooh.
And my daughter went into beast mode.
Yes. Oh, yes.
So this is her fourth year in hockey now. Good lord. And her biggest problem in the past has been focus. I know. I will pause to let you...
Shock.
Yeah, yep. Let the shock.
So you're telling me that Disney...
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Okay.
But... so, like, she would start strong, and then 15 minutes in, start to look at the ceiling, and 20 minutes in, she would start to talk to the other people and start talking to the coach, and 40 minutes in, she was just skating around, having fun, skating in circles. Like, oh, there's a puck in front of me. Oh, well, I guess I'll just go over here and skate. whereas this year, Sunday, for scrimmages, holy shit.
Bitch is going down.
Oh, my God. She was, she was
ready.
Laser focused. She was on that puck. She was fighting for it. She was like, she was absolutely like, this is what I'm doing. It was night and day. It's like, what a difference a year makes.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and she was having a great time, you know, because she scored some goals, you know, had some good plays, was getting into it. You know, she was just like, oh, this is a lot of fun, actually, when I'm playing.
Actually doing it. Yeah.
So. Nice. Yeah, we'll see how that all goes and team assignments and stuff like that. But she's enjoying it, very much enjoying what she does.
Very cool.
So that happened. I had a very hockey weekend. I worked at a magician's game.
I, for one, am surprised.
I know. Yes. I worked at a magician's
game. Wait, so you're telling me?
Yeah, I know, right?
Disney.
Yep, exactly.
Kay.
Gotcha. Something, something, the Mighty Ducks.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, no, that's kind of what I did. Oh, we had an election. I voted.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I voted, too. Before going over to my mom's house.
Yeah.
Jeez.
It was a little disappointing.
Yep.
But.
I will say this much. I was very pleased at the turnout.
Mm.
That I saw at my polling place.
Yeah.
Cause I went, cause I had, I had a few days off for bereavement, cause why not? And,
use them or lose them.
Well, I used them to get some, stuff done. So, you know, mom related stuff done. So,
fair enough.
That's what it's there for. So I used it.
Yep.
But so I got to the polling place at about like 10:30. And they're like, there were a lot of people there. Like, I wasn't in line at all. But, like, when I got – because, you know, you walk up to the table and they make you sign a little piece of paper saying that you're you. And then you go and you hand it to a person and they give you the thing. And then you go into one of the little booth things to fill out your thing. Like, most of them were full. And I think there were, like, 15 or 20 of them at my polling place. So I was like,
wow.
Well, hot damn. Yep. This is a great turnout. My hopes are high. Oh.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. It was a little sad. But yeah, so I was, if nothing else, that was good.
Mm-hmm.
I liked that. Also, the rent thing went through.
Which is
that good. Did go. Yeah. That
which
was, in both St. Paul and Minneapolis. So. Yep.
Which should tell you how bad the rent stuff is in the Twin Cities area.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's about all I really have to say.
Mm. I started playing a new game.
What's that?
I got it last night because somebody said, hey, I think you'd be into this. It's called Traveler's Rest.
Oh.
It is basically you are an innkeeper.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're starting with, you know, your cute, dainty little peasant inn, and you're serving people gruel, and all of this stuff. And
video game or board game?
Video game.
Okay.
Good question.
Yeah. And I was like, this was my expectation going into it. I'm going to be an innkeeper, and there's going to be tasks for me to accomplish as an innkeeper, right?
Sure.
And I started up.
Upgrade your beer, upgrade your food. Yeah.
I started up, and I'm like, did I just load Stardew Valley? Because this sure does look like Stardew Valley.
Oh.
No, it says Traveler's Rest on it. All right. And I go to create a character, and boy howdy, did it still look like Stardew Valley. Huh. But it's being produced by an indie company. And what happened? So it's an early access, right?
Yeah.
So they're not done yet. But as soon as I created my character and started a new game, I got a little pop-up that said, yeah, so we're redoing some of our artwork, throughout this early access process. So, you might notice that the artwork style is a little different here and there, and that's all being worked on and getting caught up on. And I'm like, oh.
Somebody got a cease and desist letter.
Yeah, somebody got caught being Stardew Valley.
Yeah.
But like right down to, you know, the grasses that you can cut down to make hay.
Oh, sure.
Like fucking spitting image. And you've got a scythe or a sickle or whatever to cut that down. And you've got an axe to cut down the trees to get the wood. Like they should have gotten a letter.
Yeah.
Honestly. I loved it.
Oh, sure.
I absolutely loved it. But yeah, it was so Stardew Valley, I couldn't even. But yeah, so I started off and, I got to, like set up my inn area with some tables, and it is all very pixelated. Again, looks like Stardew Valley. And you serve customers, and like in my brain, it's basically 2/3, Stardew Valley, Tavern Edition, and one part, Cooking Mama.
Oh, wow.
Where once you open your inn, people come in and you're serving them things and you're trying to keep the inn clean until you close it. You do a last call, people get out, and then it'll close. And yeah, so it's basically kind of like a combination of that. And you just start off with gruel. That's it. You don't even have beer.
Nourishing gruel.
And then, like, at one point I was gifted a couple of kegs of grog, so I put those on tap, and... and then this, that, and
after the other building
thing.
Taps.
I actually had taps, so that was nice. But there are other things. You finish quests, and you get things to help you along the way, and then you also, for the number of people you serve, you get money... so you can buy things to help you and to upgrade, right? Basic premise, super easy. But yeah, like you get a workshop and you get a forge. And I don't know, that's about as far as I've gotten as far as like the crafting areas. I did just open up a back crafting area, but that was right before I was going to bed, so.
Fair enough.
I'll find out more about that later.
Dun dun dun.
but yeah. So yeah, very neat little game, super chill. There isn't really any kind of a story happening. Again, it's early access right now, so I don't know what direction they're going with it. But, there wasn't really a story. I had one mishap where, in the beginning, you're getting all of the little bubbles to tell you what to do. And they look just like the Stardew Valley, like square with the sticks and the cream background with the, they should have gotten a letter.
Yeah.
And it's like, this is how you do this thing, and this is how you do this thing, and this is how you get into build mode and, rearrange your furniture. I was like, okay, I can rearrange my furniture. And I did. And then I stopped getting little notices, and I was like, okay, but I don't know what to do next. So I kind of explored around a little bit, and then I found out that I could open my inn, so I did that, and I served people. It was not hard to do that. And I get about two... So I played it for 4.5 hours, and after the third hour, I went to rearrange my furniture and figured out that one of the benches that I had for my table was facing the wrong direction. And I'm like, well, that's why nobody's been sitting on that bench. Let me flip that around. And I did it. And I suddenly started getting instructional bubbles again. Oh, for fuck's sake.
Did you report that to the developer?
I will be. I didn't do it last night.
Start a Kanban board for them with how to...
I'm not going to leave it on Steam, but they do have a Discord server, so I'm probably just going to...
That's a good
stuff
place.
There
yeah.
And be like, hey guys, this is what I found.
Nice.
Also, sure does look like Stardew Valley.
Ahem.
Ahem. So, but it was delightful. If you want to watch my playthrough, I did stream it. So, ooh, you know.
Nice.
You go to Auntie Isla, you can look at that for the next few days.
Check that out.
Yeah. I like to play a lot of those just in the background while I'm doing other stuff, doing dishes, yeah. Doing whatever. Yeah.
I like doing chill games.
Mm-hmm. It's difficult for me to do that while they are live, because then I feel compelled to respond to things or to like crack jokes in the chat and that kind of stuff. Surprising.
I have no such compulsion.
Surprising no one. also surprising no one.
Yeah.
But no, the being able to watch the recording is really good. So I'll probably pick that up tomorrow.
Cool.
Yeah.
Should we take a break?
I would love that.
We're going to do that then.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Did you guys know candy corn comes in different flavors now?
I did.
Yeah, there was like the whole Thanksgiving feast candy corn.
Yeah, so there's the Thanksgiving feast thing, which is ridiculous.
Which is just... Oh, by the way, we're back. I'm Salt.
Oh, I'm James.
I'm Jenna.
So they're taking something that's disgusting.
And then making
and
it
then
more
making
so?
It worse.
I need it.
Go for it.
I do. I need it.
Candy corn is on sale right now at Cub.
Fuck yes.
Because they have...
they've got the candy pumpkins.
Mala cream pumpkins are amazing.
Caramel apple.
Okay, yeah.
I think they have just an apple one. They had...
I've never met Justin.
They had a s'mores one.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, like...
Okay. All right, I need to go to Cub. Like, yeah, I need to go to Cub anyway because I need sandwich meats.
Sure. Well, you know, we were there yesterday, and they were all on clearance, so...
Oh, shit.
Get you to a Cub, because they're,
Get thee to a grocery.
Jessa just grabbed a chunk of those, and I was like, how are you my daughter?
Keep
how are
shit
you possibly my
house.
Daughter? Okay.
I'm going to start hiding candy corn around Salsa's place.
Uh-huh.
It's a really good way to be banned from the laboratory.
Well, there's that.
I want you here to make drinks.
That's
but
fair, yeah.
Also, if you fuck with salsa around candy corn, I don't know that I can defend you.
Like, also fair.
I don't know that I can help with this situation, James.
Yeah, I get that.
Anyway.
Hey, what are we talking about?
We're going to talk about something that we don't even know what we're going to talk about.
Gasp.
Is it a random word?
It is indeed.
Wait.
How did you
lost
know?
Lost the thread.
Wait. Good enough.
Clang.
So I have found a random word generator online.
Yes.
I'm going to have it generate 5 words, and then I'll pick the one I like the best.
Okay.
And then we'll go with that. So... Click.
The subject is dildos.
The subject is...
Candy corn. That's weird.
Wow, that is weird.
Squash.
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 Could be the game. Could
yeah,
be
it could be the game. Could be the food. Could
be
the
vegetable.
The verb.
Mm-hmm. Could be the verb.
Something.
Could be, yeah.
Thanksgiving is coming up.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not super... I don't know a lot about squash. It's not one of those, like... Mm-hmm. Every household has, like, the
vegetable
foods
or
that
the
they...
game.
Yes.
I don't know much about the game.
I any of the above. Mm. I know how to squash things, like squashing bugs, but, like, that's the only squash I'm really familiar with. And that's not to say I haven't had, like, squash soups or weird squash noodle things or just cooked squash. But it wasn't very prevalent in my house growing up, and it's not something that I really seek out. And I think a part of that is because it wasn't prevalent in my house growing up.
Fair enough, yeah.
It's just like, I don't think about squash existing, really. You know what I mean?
See, growing up, for Thanksgiving, we would have the butternut squash that was baked and then mashed up with a lot of butter and pepper and... I love
that. Oh my God, I'm salivating.
I absolutely love that. My wife hated squash.
Huh.
Okay.
Does not like squash at all. But she found a recipe few years back. It was like a squash and apple like bake with like goat cheese in there.
Holy fuck.
And like even she was like, no, this is pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. It's quite good.
Well, that's the other thing, is that one of the best ways to cook squash is with dairy.
Yeah.
I'm just like, well.
Yeah. All
right.
Yeah.
Well, have you tried spaghetti squash?
I don't think I have.
I don't think it's the type of squash that's the problem, Sasa.
No, but spaghetti squash is a replacement for spaghetti.
No. Oh, sure.
Yeah. No, I don't think I've done that. And I might look into it. I've got so much pasta in my house that I should use that before I do anything else. noodle related.
One of my favorite recipes to use with squash uses potentially no dairy.
Okay.
With an acorn squash or a butternut squash. Scooping it out and then in the hollowed halves, the hallowed halls of the squash, you can use margarine, but you can very particularly syrup.
Okay.
Like maple syrup?
Yeah.
I like cover it, some maple syrup.
Cover it in syrup and a little bit of your choice of, you know, some sprinklable seasonings. Salt and pepper is fine, but I recommend like maybe a gentle dusting of cayenne. If you're not a fan of cayenne, something else like nutmeg or cinnamon.
Do you mean cayenne?
Sure.
No, he means the letters K N.
Yeah.
It's like, the K-Y, air filter, but edible.
Yeah. It's the High Pass Air Filter Company.
So go ahead and sprinkle on some cayenne.
The French kid? Oh, I hate him.
Did you mean Caillou?
He's Canadian.
French Canadian.
Oh, well.
He's not even French Canadian. He's just Canadian.
Oh. You know what? Curse the French.
Bark, bark, bark. Okay with that.
All right. Good.
But, so anyway.
Yeah. No, that's what I recommend. I strongly recommend maple syrup.
All right. Cool.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
I recently made pumpkin bread with pumpkin puree.
Oh, I gotta make a banana bread.
Oh, man. Yeah. And speaking of cayenne.
Yep.
Cayenne.
Cayenne.
In addition to the usual pumpkin spice ingredients.
Nope. Hold on. I'm going back to cayenne. Okay. So, how did you pronounce it before?
Cayenne.
Cayenne. Is that from reading it, or is that from like how it's pronounced around you? Do you know?
I don't.
Okay.
I mean, it's, I definitely have read it many times, but I don't know if someone else pronounced it that way around me, and that's how I landed on that.
That's fascinating to me. Huh? I've never heard it before. Anyway, continue.
Well, as long as we're on the subject.
I needed to explain.
Bagel, open, and toast.
My daughter pronounced it bagel.
Why?
I have no idea where
James,
she picked
this up. Is your fault.
Minnesota.
No goddamn idea where she picked that up.
Minnesota. It's everywhere.
But she, like, my wife does not say it that way. I do not say it that way. But my daughter, when I
pronounce
to Brugger's,
it once
said
more
bagel.
For the folks at home, how is it salsa pronounced?
The correct
bagel.
Bagel.
Yeah, you're outnumbered on this one, James.
I don't. No. I'm not at 100% not telling either of you that you're wrong in your pronunciation. I literally cannot hear the difference
between bagel and bagel.
Okay. All right.
I've mentally put a Y in there.
Yeah, bagel.
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 Yes.
Like a bay.
Right.
Like Old Bay.
Yeah, like seagulls fly over the bay.
Bagel. Like a bag. Bag.
Yeah,
bag.
Some people pronounce the coverings for your hands as mitten. It's just a regional.
You're a regional.
Colloquial pronunciation. As opposed to mitten.
They're mittens.
Yeah, you put a diphthong in that too. Uh-huh. Yeah, you don't pronounce the T's.
No.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I think I only really pronounce the T's when I'm talking about the little littles and their like little mittens.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mitten? Mitten. Mitten. I don't know how I pronounce it otherwise. Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Yeah. Most people, especially Minnesotans, they just skip the T's and put an apostrophe in there. Mitten.
Yeah. Mittens for the little ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mittens for the little ones. The wee little ones. Got the mittens. Right.
I'll take it.
Yeah. It's not very different from that. Used pumpkin puree. Mm-hmm. Cayenne. Just a quick dash of cayenne.
Close enough.
We'll accept it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I honestly cannot hear the difference. Okay. And I can't quarter circle unless I'm using an arcade stick. So, yeah. It was fucking delicious. Mm-hmm. Like,
what was the whole thing again? Because I made you interrupt pumpkin and bread. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Pumpkin bread. Okay.
Yeah.
We were discussing mittens.
Yeah, delicious mittens.
Mittens?
With K-N on it.
Yeah. Oh, it was a mitten load of mutton.
Mutton.
Fingerless muttons. Well, because they have hooves. Yeah.
All mittens don't have fingers. That's what makes them mittens.
No, they just have one big finger.
You don't have fingerless mittens.
No, no, they're finger full.
Okay. Oh, I don't.
That's just gloves.
I'm not.
You're thinking of mace. That's.
I was thinking about this the other day. The British making fun of the Americans for like pronouncing it like it's aluminium. It's jaguar. Yeah. It's not jaguar. It's jaguar.
Okay, jaguar is spelled that way.
No, but exactly. But I'm just like the British are like jaguar. Yeah. There's a U in there, and I'm like, okay, Worcestershire.
You pronounce it with an H.
Yeah,
it's herbs.
I'm gonna go get your.
Because there's a fucking H in it.
Gonna go get your Worcestershire shot. Yeah. Yeah.
The aluminium thing actually has like a weird history behind it.
Well, in the British in the British spelling, they do have the extra I in there, and so it does make sense. Like,
well, it predates to when everybody was they used to talk about elements, but they didn't have strong assignments for the names, and so I don't remember which university it is in England, but they were like, we're pronouncing it this way. And so then just all of England started pronouncing it that way. And that's how it happened, which is hilarious to me.
It makes an enormous amount of sense because almost all of the other elements,
it should
like
rhyme.
Metal elements have I-U-M, gallium, thallium, thulium. It's all...
No, and that's their whole argument.
Aluminium.
Like, it doesn't... follow the procedure, which I, as a process person, fucking love that argument.
Yeah. Literally, does not.
I'm down for it.
I have no argument against.
But they're wrong.
It amused me because I was thinking about it. I was like, okay, you pronounce it because it's got the H in there, and it's just like Worcestershire. Okay,
which is spelled Worcestershire and pronounced. Worcester.
Yes. Gloucester. There's a CH in there.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, at least in French, they just drop.
They just in
drop
French,
letters.
They just ignore half the word.
Yeah. Like, they don't try to, like, justify it. They're not like. They're not like throwing in 18 million different consonants. They just. leave the last couple of consonants off.
If we pronounced all of the letters, we would have less time for drinking wine and making love.
That is a solid fucking argument, Frenchman.
Well, there is that.
I mean,
fucking good on you.
I just talked myself into it.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you, yeah, when you're talking about
France.
the British pronunciation and spelling of flavor, color, and savor.
Couleur.
I have a natural inclination to type them out that way.
I actually do often spell color with a U.
No jokes, please. Yes.
Yeah, and then spell check yells at me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I once lost a spelling bee.
Ooh.
For honor.
Yes. Honor.
Oh.
I was literally, and this is not a joke, I was dishonored. That was literally what happened, you guys.
So young, and yet we're not surprised. You had a spelling bee like that once.
I literally had a spelling bee like that once.
Well, that happened.
I made it to the regional spelling bees once.
Oh, good for you.
I was a really fucking good speller in fifth grade.
Yeah?
Made it to the regional spelling bee. Made it to the last...
He was 20 at the time,
made
so...
Made it to the last dozen.
I was so
fucking close to the nationals. And, I got eliminated on the word chief.
Because you couldn't remember if it was...
The I or E.
Yeah. Yeah.
I-E or E-I. And in that moment, I went with the wrong one. And I went with...
Oh, honey.
Such an easy word. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I was...
I mean, to this day, I still have problems with it.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I was, like... I was spelling some really fucking weird words, and I was... doing so well, and I was so close.
I had so much difficulty with the word weird.
Yeah, that's because it doesn't follow.
Yeah, it's non-standard. Yeah.
Thing. Yeah.
It's weird, huh?
Yeah. It's...
Who would have thought?
I mean, that's the problem with, like, no other language has spelling bees because everything is spelled exactly how it's pronounced.
Yeah, especially if you're German.
Just like every sound has a rule.
Yeah.
And English, because it's made up of so many different fucking languages,
mm-hmm.
we have those weird things built in.
Right.
Yep.
In German, if it sounds like this, it's spelled like this.
Oh,
end
yeah.
End of fucking story.
Fucking yeah. story is actually a German word. That's...
Fuchenstory.
Fuchenstory.
No, that's yeah. the Swedish table.
I would absolutely go to IKEA and get a Fuchenstory.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was, oh God, what was the joke? The CEO of IKEA has become the Prime Minister of Sweden.
Okay.
Still trying to put together his cabinet.
Well, he knows who he's getting first, Mr. Alan Wrench. Mm-hmm.
But the problem is
it's a street that joke, but I
once
love
he
it.
Assembled his cabinet, there's always a couple pieces left over.
I was talking to, because Joe and I took an Uber, because we're responsible alcoholics, and and like we're talking with a guy, and like somehow the bridge came up, the 35W bridge,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, yeah, see, they were bragging about how that bridge came in, on time and under budget, or like early and under budget, and I was like, that's not reassuring, you guys.
No.
That doesn't make me feel better about that bridge
of the
at all.
Adjectives that would make me happy to drive across
it. I'm a project manager, and 99% of the time, that is a thing that I love to hear, but
sure.
for this specific thing,
no.
you're not helping, buddy.
Mm-mm.
But our Uber driver was... from out of the country and didn't know that. He was like, oh my God, really? I'm like, mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Yep. Nope, that's what we did. And he was like, oh. You could just hear in his brain, like, oh, fucking Americans. Like, you could just hear it.
Mm-hmm.
One of my coworkers was complaining because their teacher, one of their kids' teachers was like, you know, some of the new ideas behind teaching is We want to actually have kids learn as opposed to
testing.
You,
well,
you have to memorize information by this deadline or you fail.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
You know, it was just like, if you fail a test, try it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, actually learn as right. opposed to arbitrarily.
Now you're a failure for all
exactly.
time.
It's so, yeah. you know, try again.
Yeah.
Actually try to learn. Try to improve yourself, you know, get better. And he was like, blah, blah, blah. You know, this is teaching kids that they can just do things whenever they feel like it and they don't have to meet deadlines. You know, when they get into the business world, deadlines, blah. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
How many projects in our line of work have deadlines pushed back all the fucking time?
Not my projects, bitches.
But also, they have to learn it first, and then you can work on deadlines. Like, one of the things mm-hmm. that they train you on in almost any industry is that you learn the task to the point where you become fast at it,
right.
not... Like,
also, that is our whole, like, job yeah. is supporting, you know, code when it doesn't work right.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
You're not going to ace the test in business either.
No.
You're going to get a bad grade on it. And do they fire those people?
No.
No, they give it back and say,
fix it.
Do it again.
Right, yeah. right.
Do it again. Until you get it
set,
right.
That's set the correct expectation.
What
yeah.
we do in business yep. is we push back projects and we have you do it again yeah. until you get it right.
AAA game publishers have an E3 announcement and they're like, yeah, this game is going to be delayed.
Like,
yeah.
And he wasn't very happy with me
no.
at all. He was like, well, I have my opinions. And you have yours.
It was real similar to the
thing
that
I kept getting from my guidance counselors in school. Because, you know, having a learning disability mm-hmm. that was mostly undiagnosed, they would say, well, so you don't like doing homework and you just want to be tested. Well, what about when you get out into the business world? You're going to have a lot of shitty paperwork. They didn't say shitty, but they're like, you're going to have a lot of menial paperwork to do that you think is boring and pointless. And then what? Are you just going to tell your boss that you don't want to do it? And, you know, that... seems like an okay argument on the face of it, but it wasn't until much later that I realized, like, one, fuck you for setting my expectations so low.
Right.
Like, okay, so you've determined that I'm going to be stuck in a job mm-hmm. where I'm filling out bullshit paperwork all day. Two, if the paperwork that I'm doing is honestly a waste of my fucking time, then I'm either working for the kind of place that wants to know that and they want me to automate it or find a better way, or I'm working for the kind of place where they're like, fuck you, do it, and I don't want to work for those fuckers anyway.
Yeah.
And that is the lesson that 20 years of tech support has taught me. is that, no, guidance counselor, that isn't the thing to shoot for.
We got told a lot of bullshit oh, yeah. in high school.
Yeah. Well, we got told a lot of bullshit when we were in grade school, too.
I'm getting told a lot of bullshit to this day. I don't know where you guys are living.
That's a lot from us,
no,
though.
Like,
that's,
well, yeah.
Our expectations like outside for of that college.
Too. Oh, yeah.
Like, my high school teachers be like, oh, college professors are so much more professional. They won't put up with this.
You won't be able to be late.
Yeah. College professors are like, fuck, I'm showing up in pajamas.
Literally.
I literally got an A in a class that I only showed up for four times because I just read the book, took the test, and it was fine.
The professor shows up, puts the blunt out in his ashtray.
Clicks,
all right.
Clicks play on the recording yeah. that he's already done three times today.
That was, oh man, that was the movie Real Genius.
Yeah.
They have, all of the kids have just left their dictation tape recorders in there, and then it scans down to the front, and it's the teacher is playing out of a boombox, and that's it. Oh,
nice.
Fuck, it's so good. yeah, they also told me when I was in third grade that they would accept my computer printed report this time, but that when I got into high school, that computer printed reports absolutely
oh god
that they would never accept that, and that they would only take handwritten
yep.
cursive reports.
Yep. Cursive.
Yep. And that we wouldn't always be carrying a calculator with us is the other big...
Yeah. Oh, that's a horrible that lie. I don't remember when they started teaching cursive, but like has your girl started learning cursive?
No, my kids have not started cursive.
Have they been
yet.
Exposed to cursive? Do you think it's even going to happen at
I
this
don't
point?
Honestly, no.
Because I know Jessa had cursive.
I honestly don't know. I feel like a lot of
yeah, but Jessa's talk. Been 40 years old forever.
Right.
So there's that.
Yeah.
Honestly, my kids do half of their work on a computer now.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That's preparing them.
Yeah.
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 I honestly, they will probably skip cursive. I don't know what that's going to do. This is the thing that I don't know, is what is that going to do for signatures?
Like, nothing.
I'm all about getting rid of cursive.
Okay.
But...
there is something about a cursive signature that is
like,
just...
Are signatures just going to be printed in the future?
Actually, I think Jessa does print her signature.
Most of the signatures that I've seen, aside from my father's, are just initial squiggle.
I mean, basically.
I mean,
a lot of people. Yeah.
But mine is initial squiggle, squiggle, whoops, squiggle, squiggle.
Yeah.
And then initial... and I have dips in both of my names, so
mm-hmm.
initial dip, squiggle squiggle, floosh, and my floosh, the last line out, is mm-hmm. like 2/3 of my signature.
Yeah.
It's just like floosh.
I always kind of wish that I had a Y in my like first or last name, so that I could do the like.
Yeah, that's why I took Bill's last name.
Do that like whoop around it. Oh yeah.
It's the G at the end has the whoop.
Shit. Yeah,
mine
that would be such a good word to write in cursive.
Yes.
Mine ends
so good.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Having that stir late.
Yeah. Oh, plus starting words with a capital S is so much fun in cursive.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Fuck. Okay.
Mine is the S is just kind of like a lightning bolt in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
Like you've got first and then this swooping S that's like bisects the signature.
So for any of our listeners that's trying to figure out how to forge our signatures, pay good attention.
Here is a masterclass. Yeah. And the correct answer is we don't even know how we do our signatures.
I'm genuinely curious. I wonder what my kids' signatures will look like.
I developed my signature before I learned cursive because I only learned cursive like 5 years ago. I taught myself cursive in order to write letters.
They tried.
But because
I was
your,
a terrible student.
Yeah.
Exactly that. Also, because being left-handed, they had tried to teach me to write right-handed first. So I was a year behind.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
So there was that as well. I developed my signature when I was 15 because that was when I got my first job where I signed in and out.
Mm. Oh.
I worked for a computer recycling firm when I was 15, and so I just invented a signature that I knew I could reliably reproduce mm-hmm. that was unique. And at the time, I had gotten David Copperfield's autograph, and it's illegible.
Mm-hmm.
Many celebrity autographs are. As a matter of fact, many of them sign it with their other hand so that it isn't their signature, it's their autograph.
No.
Because then you can't.
Well, now I need to practice that for when I become famous.
Exactly. You're already there.
Man, you have just squashed my dreams.
Dear listener, if you have anything to say about any of the bullshit that we just used for half an hour here, do weigh in. And I'm going to squash this topic right now.
And
we're going to take a break. How's that sound?
Cool.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Hey everybody, you should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
And I'm Chad.
And it's time for a Fast Five.
Fast Five.
Today's Fast Five comes to us from... me!
Oh, shit. Yay.
Is that the royal me?
There's nothing royal about this person here.
Ah.
Royal
salsa is what they feed bees to turn them
to make
into
mead?
Brewers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
We'll go with it. All right.
All right.
We open up the first email, and I say, I don't know, fuck you, James
okay.
and Jenna, because
seems right.
Because I feel like it.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Question number one. Cheese?
Nope.
Or Snickers?
Nope.
If you have to have a snack food, right? Understanding that Jenna cannot eat cheese or
Snickers because it's got peanuts.
Right. So which Jenna unfriendly snack food is really the food that satisfies and will keep you going after a long day? And if you point me toward a vending machine that is full of cheeses, that is a vending machine that will get most of my money. I will empty that fucking thing out.
All right.
I'll eat a Snickers. I like it, but not as much.
I feel like this might actually have to do with types of casseroles or
like
ingredients
a pie.
Of some sort.
Like a like a Snickers pie versus like a cheese pie.
Cheese pie
sounds amazing. I'm not gonna lie. But like there are different casseroles that you put extra stuff into.
Sure.
Right? And like I remember there being a Snickers one, but I never looked it up because why would I? I can't eat it. and cheese goes in everything, so like I don't know if there's
even Snickers pie.
Similar food that you could put either or both of those in. I don't know.
It's one hell of a s'more.
I'm going to say cheese is the more versatile.
Yeah, I would tend to agree.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is actually a tough one for me, but I got to lean on Snickers, I think.
Oh.
Ah.
Question number two. Apples?
Okay.
Or celery?
Which is the
which
better,
is better
peanut,
with butter peanut
butter delivery, which Jenna also cannot have? And Salsa can't eat one of those things and may not want the other one. I don't remember. Are you one of the people who tastes soap when you eat celery?
No.
Oh.
And like cilantro.
Yeah.
It's also celery. It's anything green. Yeah. I actually
anything green? I didn't think it was anything.
I thought it was just cilantro.
I mean not like green M&Ms, but you know.
No, I thought it was just a cilantro thing.
There's a different bitter flavor with
interesting.
With other green vegetables. Like for me
kale.
Broccoli. Kale. Broccoli. Kale is kale is extraordinarily strong.
Interesting.
It tastes like somebody sprayed a like suave hairspray into my mouth.
Maybe you're just weird.
Ooh.
I mean, that's pretty true. No, I think the weirdest part is that I taste that and I eat it anyway. That's why Charles, best friend, former landlord, says I have pica.
I would eat a pica.
The Pokemon?
Apples or celery, which one is more frustrating to get stuck between your teeth? And that's going to be celery.
Celery.
I've gotten apple peel stuck between my teeth. Mm. And that is unhappy, but...
That is a real animal.
Yes, a pica is a little rodent.
I did not know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably peanut, but god damn it.
Yeah. Or sun butter.
I can't eat any of our answers.
Hashtag I can't eat any of our answers.
I can't believe I can't eat any of our answers.
Yeah. I can't believe it's goddamn peanut butter.
Yeah, I'm going to say celery. Celery is just right. More annoying.
I'm going to say apples. I like combining apples with other food.
And
slices,
honestly,
of cheese.
Yes.
Peanut butter, other things Jenna can't eat.
Yeah, other things I can't eat. Kiwi, why not?
Yeah.
No, I feel like, to me, celery only has one use, and that is as a delivery system.
Yeah.
For other foods.
Yes. Or, because I was going to say, or as an accompaniment to, like, super hot buffalo wings, but really, then you're just using it to deliver ranch dressing.
Yep.
Or blue cheese dressing to your mouth.
We put it in goulash and meatloaf and stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, see, I love celery in a
if it's in
chicken
tiny,
salad
tiny,
or
tiny bits,
egg salad.
Like,
yeah,
in a salad is fine. But, like, that's still, to a certain extent, just deliver it. You don't eat celery on its own. Don't do it. It's a trap. It's a horrible, horrible trap.
All right.
No, I have done. I saw a great cartoon of someone using celery.
It was an ad.
Yeah.
Yep.
You and I both did trivia that year.
Yeah, we did do trivia that year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go with celery on this one.
Right. Yeah? Yeah.
Okay. Question number 3. Cheese.
God damn it.
Or salsa.
Yeah, I wouldn't eat that.
God damn it. I'm still allergic to everything.
I'll put it in my mouth for a little while, but I won't eat it.
I've been trying to lose a bit of weight just for my own health and sanity. Mm-hmm. And I've been eating a lot of salsa lately.
Mm-hmm.
No.
I didn't.
He is literally as terrified of that idea as you are.
That was mostly for our listeners.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be honest.
Okay. All right. Got him backed against the fart cupboard. That's a real rock in a hard place.
But there was a thing that I saw about how, like, fresh salsa. God damn it! This is just going to be awkward the entire time I talk. Ew! Don't look at me like that. No, stop it! Stop giving me sex eyes. It's awful. Oh my god! Oh god!
Salsa caliente.
This is fresh salsa.
No, go back to the store bought. Go back to the store bought. Go back to the prepackaged.
Wait, hold on. If people are listening to this after we recorded it, are they enjoying canned salsa?
Oh my god. Anyway. But, like, if you get an actual, like, homemade or freshly made, like a deli salsa or
picante,
something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's actually pretty good for you when you're trying to lose weight.
Huh. Well, yeah. Load of vegetables.
Yeah. Yeah. Bunch of vegetables. Mm-hmm. Also, spice is supposed to, like, help a little bit, I guess. Like, it's not a big thing, but...
Yeah. Well, and it also releases endorphins when you eat spicy food.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I've been eating a bit more salsa.
It's never going to be palatable, is it?
No. And I got the low-sodium blue corn chips to go with it.
Huh.
But also, like, some baked rice things or whatever.
Oh, sure. Sure.
And, I mean, over the past couple of months, I have lost 10 pounds, so, you know.
Yeah.
There's that. So I'm on a salsa diet.
Which is just swords, really.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, there you go.
High iron content.
Yeah, I was going to say, rich in iron, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going salsa.
I'll also go salsa. For many reasons.
I'm going with cheese.
No. All right then.
You would.
Question number 4.
Because if he could go salsa, he'd never leave the house.
Who's to say I don't? I never leave the house now.
Where have you been for the past 2 years, James?
At home.
Yeah.
That's yeah. Fair enough.
All right.
Question number four.
Crackers or bread?
Bread. This might be the hardest question you've ever asked me.
Which do you prefer to have peanut butter on?
Which of these two foods that you can eat would you prefer to make inedible to Jenna?
I have so many rice crackers right now.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been, yeah, so I've got like rice crackers and almond crackers. That's weird, but they taste fine.
Yeah, they are.
I'm going to go crackers. I'm not dealing in bread a lot right now.
Huh. Okay.
Also, Joe calls me cracker an awful lot, and it's kind of sweet in a very Joe-like way.
It's difficult because I love like a pumpernickel rye for almost anything and everything. But Ritz crackers exist, and they are perfect.
I'm not ritzy enough.
You can eat them by themselves. And you can put all kinds of stuff on them, and they improve whatever endeavor you're undertaking.
Mm-hmm.
You can crumble them on top of stuff.
So you're going cracker?
Fuck, I think I have to.
Okay.
Ugh.
Also, with spray cheese porn, cracker.
Yeah.
It takes so much to
I'm going
fill
with bread.
A slice of bread.
Okay.
Question number 5.
Yeah.
Mint?
Okay.
Mint. Or fruit?
Mint. Fucking love mint.
Gum.
Mint.
Okay. I've never heard of mint stripe gum.
Mint.
Yeah, if I'm going to chew gum, I think I would probably want either a cinnamon or a mint.
Do I want flavor. A margarita or a mojito? Mint.
Fair enough. Okay.
Do I want anything or mint?
All of your shower products are mint.
Yes. I literally bathe in mint.
Yeah. Yes. I don't...
My candles are mint. Mint and lavender, actually. It's lovely.
A lot.
Yeah, mint.
Oh, Tic Tacs? I like orange Tic Tacs best.
Mint.
So I'll go orange Tic Tacs.
Mint.
I'll go fruit.
Fruit, mint. I'm going to go with fruit.
Mm-hmm, all right.
All right. Now we open up my second...
God damn it, Salsa. You gave me so much shit
I know
the other
I did.
Time.
Yeah.
Fucking asshole.
Also, there's a prelude to this one.
Oh.
It's the Ha Ha Salsa's Colorblind Jenna edition.
Oh my god, that was the theme. Holy fuck.
Fucking asshole. So every time I was like, which one would you rather spread peanut butter on? Salsa's internally going, and I'm like, he wouldn't do that. No, he would.
Question number 1.
He fucking would.
Cheese or Snickers? Which snack goes best paired with apples?
Ooh. Hot damn.
Cheese.
I would say cheese.
See, I love both. I think Snickers has the edge on it, though. This one makes me sad, too, because I can't have apples.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
can you have them when they're cooked?
I can have them cooked. Kind of, but like cheese and cooked apple just isn't
not the
same.
No.
Well, unless they're like baked with cheese.
I think that was the casserole I was thinking of, though. There's an apple-based casserole.
Like an apple gruyere. Yeah.
But you can make it with Snickers.
Yeah.
It's a Snickers apple casserole, but I think there's also cheese in that.
Yeah.
But yeah, just on top of growing up, an apple with either a block of cheese or a Snickers bar.
Yeah. Cheese.
So
cheese.
Good. All right. Question number 2. Apples or celery?
Uh-huh.
Which goes better with peanut butter?
Oh, there we go.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Damn it.
They're both good, but I got to go apple.
I got to go celery because you can scoop it.
Mm.
Yep. Oh, plus you can do ants on a log or fire ants on a log.
Ants on a log is
fucking
good.
Except I don't like raisins.
Oh. Do you like,
I'm not allergic
do you
to
like
them.
Craisins?
I don't like them. I do like craisins.
Then fire ants
fire
on a log.
Fire ants on a log, yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds weird.
It is.
But tasty.
Yeah. All right.
Question
do
number 3.
Sun butter.
Cheese or salsa? Which goes best on chips?
Shit. Salsa con queso is obviously the best.
Right.
But cheese is the major ingredient there.
I mean, I'm going to have to go salsa.
Mm-hmm.
Although, do you know what I miss? You know what I miss?
Huh?
Is shitty baseball nachos.
Oh my God,
with yeah. fucking goo.
With the neon radioactive plastic cheese.
Oh, yep. Yeah. Oh my God, it's like yes. probably not even cheese, and I probably
my mouth is watering it. Just talking about it. Like, imagining.
You get it in that little tray, yeah. and it's got the one little side cup
the,
area.
Yeah, the day glow
it's,
orange.
It's the, and then, it's the cheese that Velveeta makes fun of.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I've actually said that I was the kid in elementary school that the other kids that got picked on.
Yeah.
No yeah, wonder I have an affinity.
You're the baseball nacho cheese.
Cheese goo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they're the good. Velveeta. And you're the baseball nacho cheese.
So, no, like, cheese yeah. cheese is amazing yeah. on chips.
I'm gas station lie. Nacho cheese.
But,
yeah.
I'm going salsa because there's a lot of different types of salsa and you can mix it up.
Yeah. That's true. Oh, there's like a mango salsa.
Mm, yep. Yeah.
I take the gas station nacho cheese and put it on the hot dog.
Yeah, along with the chili.
Along with the chili
yeah.
and, like, onions and peppers and
yeah.
stuff like that.
Fuck.
Many, many years ago.
When the earth
there
cooled.
Was, actually, though, a future boyfriend of
Pangea
mine.
Formed.
Who I met at a party. We were over by the snack area.
Mm. And she could tell he was a future boyfriend because he was driving a DeLorean.
No, so we're this was the night we really kind of met and connected.
Ah.
We were at the food buffet area, the snack table, the whatever.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, "Hey. You know what cheese this is?" Nacho cheese, and pops it into his mouth, yeah. and I'm like, "Well."
Really?
Yep.
That's
still found him attractive despite that.
That's what did it, huh?
Yeah, wow. Nope.
Oof.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Question number
four. He was
four.
Never late again, and he so turned pretty. Inside out.
Yep.
He was so pretty, though. You guys,
what a tragedy.
So
well, he had to have been after that. Question number four. Crackers are bread.
Yeah.
Which is the better cheese conveyance device?
Oh, my God. There's garlic cheese bread.
Mm-hmm.
What a fool I've been. Oh, my God. Garlic cheese bread.
Don't leave me. I'll never stray again.
Holy shit, oh. yeah. Careless whisper of a cheese bread.
I think I might stick with crackers.
Okay.
Because cheese on crackers, like, you can have it melty, you can have it not. That's mm-hmm. fine.
Yeah.
But they're essentially bite size.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you can have as many or as few as you want.
This is a good point.
Whereas if you get cheese on bread,
mm-hmm,
sometimes
mm-hmm.
the bread isn't quite right for the cheese.
Well,
too.
There's also that.
Yeah, you got to get the crunchy French bread loaf.
Yeah, and the every cracker is good with cheese.
Yeah,
like there are no non-cheese crackers.
Growing up
out
as
there.
A poor, such as I was, occasionally we would just put saltines in the microwave with
shredded cheese on top.
And if maybe we had
some salsa.
Shredded cheese,
right.
like the 62 slices of American cheese
yep.
on the top and just let it melt yeah. on there.
Did
yeah.
that too.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, cracker.
So cool. There's that. Huh.
Question number five, mint or fruit?
Yeah, cracker.
If you have to have an aroma in your shampoo or conditioner,
there we fucking go.
Do you
go.
Prefer a mint or a fruity aroma?
Mint. I think I've got my conditioner out in my car. If you want me to just bring that.
No, we believe you.
Between.
Is it in my purse? Because I was going to bring it to my house because it had been sitting in my car. Nope.
Okay. Picking between
that
the two would be really difficult for me. Because I don't know that I want to smell like either of those.
Yeah, again, if you
Are
have
you saying
to
you don't
smell
like the way
yeah.
I smell?
No, it's that neither of those smells goes particularly good with my body chemistry, my personal body chemistry. Mm-hmm. There's
I will say there's a variety of fruits out there, though.
Yeah.
There's probably something.
Only a few
work.
Of them that they really use for shampoos
Apple,
and conditioners and stuff. Yeah.
Apples, frequent.
Passion fruit.
Yeah.
I've
seen peach.
I haven't.
I've seen.
I actually know the peach lemon. Is a face scrub.
Yeah, there's like a lemon it. Citrus yeah. thing that they yeah. do pretty frequently. No, I like
melon. I've seen melon.
My favorite one right now, yeah. just it's like a sandalwood.
Mm.
Oh, it's nice.
I do like sandalwood. Yeah,
that is neither pretty. Mint. It is nor neither fruit, mint though.
But mm-hmm. I guess I would go with if I had to, I'd go with mint. We used horse shampoo, which was mint. So
it explains so much about you.
His long flowing mane.
Yep.
It that, was called mane and tail. Like yep. that's. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I also don't particularly like having an aroma in my shampoo or conditioner. But if I have to have one, like a nice subtle apple, is
oh,
nice.
I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be nice.
So. Yeah. Or, just, like, laying in bed with my wife and just getting a face full of hair, oh. like, apple.
Yeah.
More than yeah. mint, I think.
Yeah. I was going to say, when you're around somebody who has a different shampoo, or when you borrow somebody's shampoo or something mm-hmm. like that, and then, especially that one, throughout the day, when you're just like,
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, unfortunately, Joe just uses, like, Head and Shoulders, so...
I also use Head and Shoulders.
Me too. But.
Well, because I've got the Head and Shoulders... For but. My hair specifically, and then I've got the like Bachelor 5-in-1 soap yeah. that's like a shampoo, a conditioner, a body wash,
a dish soap,
and
laundry
a
laundry soap,
yeah, and a mouthwash,
and an oven cleaner,
right?
I will say, not only is my shampoo mint and lavender, huh? not only is my conditioner. Mint and lavender.
Uh-huh.
But my styling products, since I get all of this from Justin Link yeah. at Alchemy Salons,
uh-huh.
they're all the same scent line.
Yeah.
So, like, my moisture milk.
I don't ever... I'm not one of those people who has a problem with the word moist, but I... I never want to hear you say that.
No.
Moisture milk?
You're fine. No. Oh.
Moisture milk. No, the story is Justin was working on Anna's hair, and she hates the word moist. And he used some of that on Anna's hair, and she's like, "Oh, that's really nice. What is it?" And he's like, "You don't want me to tell
you. No, you don't.
You really don't want me to tell
just...
you." And she's like, "But you want me to get some more in the future if I don't know what it is."
I'll write the word
and
down.
And he looks at her dead in the eye and goes,
yeah.
"Moisture milk." She's like,
told me to do it.
Yeah.
If you would like to send in a Fast Five, please send two emails to salsa@a1podcast.com. The first one should be the choices, and the second one repeat those choices, and then give us the context. Who has a shout-out?
I do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Shout-out is to the throngs of... cast members out at Disney, whether they were portraying characters, whether they were running shows, whether they were sweeping the fucking sidewalk, they are what makes that place go 100%. And they did an absolutely spectacular job. And as someone who has worked at Fest, which is admittedly smaller than any one of the three parks I visited, I still appreciate the amount of work that goes into absolutely every fucking facet of that place.
Mm.
And good fucking work. And thank you for an amazing time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. I'm going to give this shout out to my Honda Pilot. My 2011 Honda Pilot, because I have worked that thing so hard this past week. We have gone everywhere and hauled all of the things. And I just really like my car.
Good. That's
fucking
fantastic. Yeah.
I mean, I think I took fewer trips than I would have otherwise based on the amount of space it has.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't complain. It just does. I love it.
Nice.
I'm going to give my shout out to the amazing group of people that got my kids vaccinated.
Yes.
Heck yes.
They organized an event even before the vaccine was approved in anticipation that it would be approved.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Figuring it would be easier to cancel than organize something after it had been.
Right.
Yeah. You know?
So it was just like 2 days after it was approved, we were in.
Nice.
And we got the kids jabbed. They were amazing. We had one person who, like they worked in pairs. You had the person actually mm-hmm. giving the jab, and then you had one person who walked the kid through the whole process.
Nice.
So, like, when we were at the table filling out the paperwork, they were there getting to know the kid. Then as they walked the kid back to the area, they were interacting with him. They were the guide. They were the emotional support. They were the distraction while they were getting the jab.
Nice.
Like, they were talking to him, you know, telling him stories, you know, calming him down, telling him what was going to happen, explaining the process. Once it was done, they were the ones talking him down.
Yeah. Shit.
Walking him to the recovery room or waiting area.
Yeah.
You know, you got to wait 15 minutes after you get the jab in case you have a reaction or something.
Right.
Like, they walked him
back
there.
They want you to do that as close to medical care.
But there was one person who just followed them through the whole process that they could be, like, an emotional connection and like, a safe, you know, person to focus on while this other scary thing is happening.
Yeah.
And both of my kids got their first vaccinations, and I'm really fucking happy about that.
Yeah, that's very exciting.
So they did a great job.
Super good news.
Yeah.
Anybody got something to plug?
Auntie Isla on Twitch. I'm gonna be doing Prom with Tom on Tuesday.
Yes, I love it.
Which is probably gonna be after this. But if you follow me, then it won't matter.
Mm-hmm. Is Prom with Tom Tuesday going to be a regular thing?
Possibly a semi-regular thing. Okay. Yeah. So follow me to find out more.
Mm-hmm.
But
you're hoping to have a date like that.
I'm hoping to have so many dates tomorrow. but yeah. Prom with Tom. Also, we're going to have some guests playing with us.
Fun.
Some of whom you might even know. Ooh. So come on by. And we'll get that going. And then every Wednesday, of course, is family game night with myself and my daughter and my brother playing Valheim. I think we're going to go after another big bad this time. I don't remember
sure.
My brother's in charge of the plans. I've just been planting turnips. So, like...
Nice.
Yeah. No, it's lovely. My brother makes decisions, and I just, like, farm.
Absolutely.
So good. And I hunt deer. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think we have plans to hit up another big bad soon. So pop on by every Wednesday, 5 Central Time. Also, if you follow Auntie Isla, you'll get a notification for when that happens. So follow Auntie Isla on Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep.
Coming up at the end of the month, another Ville show.
Ooh.
This one is the good, the bad, and your fat mom, something like that.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
Sure.
And I am not in this one, but I am planning to attend, and I'm deeply excited about it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, I do have one more thing. I don't know if they're sold out. I kind of hope that they are, but Fruit Flies Like a Banana is in town this week.
Oh, yeah.
I think they have shows Wednesday and Thursday.
I thought it was Thursday and Friday.
Maybe Thursday and Friday. Huh. Two nights this week.
Yes.
I have tickets for Thursday.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
So check them out. They're at Southern Theater, so probably stop by that website and see if they have any tickets left. Mm-hmm. I make no promises.
They're such a fucking great show.
They're so wonderful. And they're sweet people on top of it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're sweet people that do a fun and wonderful production.
Yeah.
That takes skill and silliness. And it's just... Anyway, so yeah. See if they have tickets. Come crash the show. It'll be great.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Guess what? It's hockey season.
Yay!
I work for a hockey team. You should come to a game.
This is the first time hearing about it.
Because you can do that this year.
That's right.
And so, yeah, come on out to a Magician's game. Go to magicianshockey.com. Check the schedule. Find out when they're playing next. If you see me at a game, come on and say hi. Don't do it during the action because I'll be busy, but between periods, come and say hi. I'm going to put a stack of For Science stickers in my in my bag, so come on and say hi. I'll give you a sticker.
Oh, shit. Oh,
yes.
So,
nice.
We're talking to you, Troy. Fly out.
Come see a guy.
No excuses.
Anyway, any final thoughts?
Yeah. Bye, bye, I love you, bye, bye, bye.
All right. Thank you so very, very much to everybody who listens to this podcast. Thank you to myself for the Fast Five. I know. on behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
Come here, my rubber orangutan. Let me feel your nipples.